I need to borrow your dog. It took a moment for me to recognize the woman standing at my door. It had been over 2 months since Detective Sonny Cody had been involved in solving the murder of my ex-husband. She was dressed in jeans and a crewneck sweater, much more casually than I had ever seen her. I stood there in stunned silence for a few moments.
What do you mean you need to borrow Bruno? Why?
What was she doing here? And with such a bizarre request. My little terrier mix, Bruno, had come with me to answer the doorbell. His short tail was wagging eagerly as I opened the front door. Now he backed up to stand behind me, his nose pushed into the back of my legs.
May I come in to explain?
Detective Cody looked over her shoulder, as if she expected to see someone behind her. I stepped aside and waved her in. I motioned for her to take a seat on the sofa, but instead she remained standing.
I am working on a case now that involves some individuals that we think are distributing illegal substances in this neighborhood.
She hesitated for a moment, then continued,
I need a way to observe them, and if possible, to witness some of their illegal activity.
It was unsettling to think of drugs being sold in this quiet corner of town, though, of course, I knew what happened all over. But why come to me? How does this have anything to do with Bruno? Don't you usually just set up a stakeout or whatever it's called, somewhere you can observe the people you're after? She looked away and sighed, then back at me.
Unfortunately, that didn't work. The supplier spotted our car right away and no exchange of money or product was made. Our informant tells us they have moved the meeting spot to a more secluded and, they assume, less accessible spot. A parked car they didn't expect would be obvious. A person walking, especially walking a dog, wouldn't stand out. So I ask again, may I borrow your dog?
I looked down at Bruno. The little terrier was now looking nervously at Detective Cody and then up at me. Both Bruno and I had been put in danger after Artie's murder, and both of us still dealing with the aftermath. I shook my head.
No, I'm sorry, Detective. I'd like to help you, but my dog has been through enough in the past couple of months. I don't want him involved in anything that might prove stressful to him again.
But I know you walk your dog. How will this be stressful for him? I assure you he won't be in any danger. I just need a plausible reason to be on that back road when we were told a sale and exchange would be made. There are other officers set to move in to make the arrest when I notify them that it has occurred.
She looked expectantly at me.
So,